What's going on, my Quick Talk listeners? How the heck are you? Josh here. I got a couple announcements to make. So this podcast is kind of like a weird announcement slash mini podcast laying out the vision of what's going to be going on this fall with the Quick Talk podcast. I get lots of requests from people. I've been working really hard trying to get organized on what we're going to do to get you more content, right? So first of all, I'm going to record more Quick Talk Raws. Now, all the raw means is just that it's just me talking, not an interview with someone. So I'm still booking really, really, really exciting interviewees to come on and teach you guys gold nuggets. But I'm also going to spend more time giving you my own gold nuggets because there is so much stuff we can talk about and cover. So a Quick Talk Raw is typically a shorter podcast and an interview is typically, you know, 25 to 45 minutes, somewhere in there. And so I want you guys to email me. I want you to email me ideas, things you'd like me to discuss, okay? My email address is josh@automategrowsell.com. And send me an email. I've already got some emails and I made a list. Here are some of the Quick Talk Raw ideas that I'm going to be discussing going into this fall. Number one, discouragement. How to deal with discouragement, emotional ups and downs. You know, what is a system or a way or a process, something you can put in your life to help you still move forward, even when you feel totally like a wet paper towel and you feel useless and it seems like it's not working. How do you continue making progress even when you feel like that? The next thing is how to build a system. I'm going to actually do a few podcasts explaining exactly how to create a system. What does that actually mean? People get confused by that. There's actually a five-step process that I use to create every system that I create. I'm going to do a podcast on goal setting and the importance of setting and accomplishing goals. It sounds cliche. A lot of people kind of gloss over it, but this is the key to any successful venture at all, is really defining where you're going and then reverse engineering a plan to get there. And a big part of that is writing it down and having something that you see every day that's pushing you and holding you accountable towards moving towards that goal. So another one is education, the importance of education, not just listening to podcasts, but making sure that every single day, at a minimum, every single week, you're reading. And you're not just reading books on, you know, accounting and sales and things like that, but you're reading books about history, books about economics, books about successful people's biographies, things like that. It's really important. And, you know, if you look at high achievers, people who have done incredible things with their life, there's no mistaking a trend. And the trend is that these people are very well read. In fact, some of the biggest CEOs, I forget the number, but they have like a metric where the average number of books per year that a Fortune 500 CEO reads, and I can't remember the number, but it's really big and it's way more than most people read. So we have to step our game up there. I'm going to do a podcast on the home life or work life balance myths. Yes, I said myths. I don't believe that balance is really possible. I believe that there are seasons to your year. There's seasons to your marriage and your business, and you absolutely have to give something up to get something else. And so the idea of balance, I think, isn't really real, especially for entrepreneurs. You have to have extreme imbalance at times to really have big results. But we can talk about how that still works, and you don't have to destroy your marriage or your relationship with your kids while you're going through those processes. We're going to do a podcast on partnerships. I've done one in the past with my business partner. I get a lot of questions about this. How do you structure it? How do you structure the operating agreement? How do you have a buy-sell agreement? What is key man insurance? What happens if they die? What, you know, there's all these legal things that a lot of you guys probably haven't even known to think about. And maybe you have a partnership now and you don't have some of the dots dotted and the T's crossed, so to speak. I'm going to break that down for you. We're going to talk about what I call the employee life cycle. Now, this is cool, okay? I talk in this podcast a lot about the customer life cycle and how your customers have these different, you know, stages in their relationship with you, from when they first call you to when they do, you know, business with you and your technicians are there to when, you know, you're done with the job and then you engage them after the sale. Those are touch points on what I call the customer life cycle. But there's another life cycle that I used in my business called the employee life cycle. And you need to be able to visually understand the different stages in your relationship with people that work for you, because it's kind of like any relationship. In the beginning, it's all crap. And then later, you kind of start to figure out who this person really is. But there's more to it than that. There's actually five different stages. There's a recruiting stage, all kinds of strategies, techniques, tips, and tricks that I'm going to give you on how to recruit better, more often, in higher volume to the right people in the right way and to get your team involved. Then there's the interview process or stage where you actually are kind of dating this person. It's like a first date. It's all crap, but I'm going to give you interview questions and things you can ask to really get a more clear picture on who this person is. Then the third stage is the expectations / onboarding stage. And this is when they come to work for the first day. And you should be, you know, setting expectations, laying out the vision for what their job is going to look like, what their requirements are, what things are not required of them, you know, all the expectations and all the different areas of their job with you. And then the onboarding process itself, you know, how do they set up direct deposit? What does your literature look like? How organized are you? What does it feel like to be onboarded by your company? Because it's really important if you want top talent, if you want people who are very motivated to be better at life and to move through their career in a positive way. They want to work for someone who's got their crap together. I'm going to help you get your crap together. And then the fourth stage is the development stage, right? So you got quarterly employee performance reviews, you have one-on-one meetings, you have site visits, you have all this other stuff. The fifth part of the process of the employee life cycle for me is the investment, right? And the investment portion of this is almost like a secret special forces secret operation. And it's where you as a leader have a strategy, basically a calendar laid out for everybody that works for you, what their deal is, what their spouse or girlfriend's name is, what their hobbies are, why they get up out of bed and come to work for you every day. And then you're going to strategically lay out a way to make sure you're making periodic investments in them as people and as you being their mentor and them being the mentee and all that kind of stuff, because that is critical and that can really make your employee relationship stick, because nobody does it. And they know that if they go get another job making $12 an hour, that all this other stuff, this perceived value that create won't be with that other company. I'm going to do a podcast on Facebook ideas. That's a huge topic right now. Admittedly, I'm not a super huge Facebook ads expert, but I know people that are. So we're going to do some strategies for you on how you can target your local area, not just online, but offline, but then circle back and retarget them using, you know, landing pages and different things to make Facebook ads work for you, because they're working really well for a lot of service companies if you do it correctly. Then we're going to talk about things you can automate. So I'm going to get more specific about automation, what it means, what a system means in a real way to you, how you can automate, you know, getting reviews and how you ordering your supplies or equipment for your office, getting referrals. You know, we'll talk about answering services. We'll talk about how you can save money automatically using pre-authorized transfers through your bank, all kinds of cool stuff. Even automate your relationship with your wife and your kids, which sounds really bad, but it's not. It's not bad. It's actually awesome. Because really, automation is more about being intentional than it is about being a robot or anything like that. So that's it. We just moved into a new office for Send Gym. It's really awesome. I'm going to share some videos and get some posts up of our new digs over here. It's looking good. And then I'm going to close with this. I'm putting together a new product for Automate Grow Sell with my friend Michael Dahlke. And Michael has a really big multi-million dollar company in like 5 states. And the number one pain point that people have when I survey, and I've said this before, when I survey the 8,000 plus people that are on my email list and all the people that listen to the podcast, is employee issues. It's always employee issues. And there's a variety of moving parts inside the umbrella of the word employee issues. So what we're doing is we're developing the ultimate employee toolkit. I don't know if I'm going to call it that. It'll be something like that, right? So what we're going to do is take all the systems, the actual documents, systems, processes, and philosophies that Michael uses in his company, that I've used in my companies, we're going to merge them together and create basically this digital product where it's going to cover the following topics. It's going to cover recruiting, interviewing, training, motivating, discipline, rewards and incentives, leadership development, and then laying out a career roadmap for your employees, right? And there's little subcategories for all this. There's going to be documents galore included in this, sample documents, you know, where your employees can fill out, you know, what are their personal goals? Why are they here? We're going to give you the onboarding packets that we use, you know, whether it's a direct deposit form and a background check form and a driving record check and emergency contact info and employee handbook samples. You see, we all need these things, but if you don't already have them in place, it's an absolute monster amount of work to do this all from scratch, to actually go through and create all these documents and have your logo on it and have it be branded to your company and be really high level. There's going to be, you know, safety documents, training programs, all that stuff, you know, what's most important to you documents, book recommendation sheets that you can give to your employees, you know, figuring out if they're interested in future leadership roles, what their deal is, all kinds of stuff, core values, expectation documents, overview, job description forms, all kinds of stuff. There's like a gajillion things, but we're going to give you all of this package in one really cool product. I'm excited about it. I've been meaning to put it together for quite some time. But I haven't gotten around to it yet because I haven't had the time to do it right. So now I'm working with Michael on it. Hopefully that will be out this fall here shortly. And look, again, in closing, if you can email me, if you have an idea for a quick talk raw or something you want to hear discussed on this podcast, send me an email, josh@automategrowsell.com, and I will add it to the list. I appreciate all of you. The podcast is the funnest thing that I do in my business. Not my primary thing, but the most fun I have is when I'm doing these and getting feedback from you guys. So I appreciate all of you. Don't forget to leave me a review in Stitcher or iTunes. My reviews are all really warm and fuzzy, so I appreciate everybody that's done that. But a lot of you haven't done it because it's annoying and you don't want to. But I'm asking nicely, please do it. It helps us tremendously to get more listeners and get in front of more people. So that's it. I'll talk to you guys very, very soon. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.